Yeah, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, my name's Mark, I'm an addict. And it's so nice that, you know, I know a few people in here, and I feel really nervous, and they're going like this to me, and they're saying, you know, and that's kind of my experience in recovery as well, is that, you know, people tell me that it'd be all right, do you know what I mean? That I don't have to use one day at a time. But I kind of want to be honest about kind of where I'm at as well. Like I'm in a building game, and it's kind of quite very aggressive, fast, and I've kind of got this big job, and you know, some people have been kind of abusing me, and I found myself telling someone literally that I was going to knock them out yesterday, and I didn't feel good about that. So what I done was, you know, this is how this program works. I got up this morning and I prayed for them people. Do you know what I mean? And that's what helps me. You know what I mean? That's my experience in recovery. You know, I kind of learned that doing a step one. You know, and I think a step one is just an ongoing thing for me now. The amount of time that I've been in recovery, always come up. It says in the basic text. Stumbling blocks with people, places and things, and that's just like a common occurrence for me. I kind of tell you about my using, you know, in the end, you know, I kind of thought that I was this geezer or whatever, nice clothes and all that, and you know, in the end, you know, I sold my body for drugs. You know, and my sick way of thinking, yeah, was if you just do it again, you can get more drugs, then you won't feel that what you're thinking and feeling, so you can do it again. You know, that's how insane my using was. And I think that's important for me to share and to acknowledge, because I kind of sit and I feel a lot of things at the moment that my disease, it ruled me, you know, as a human being, you know, my thoughts, my thinking, and me as the soul of me, you know, it robbed me of to like myself, to love myself, you know, and that's something that, you know, I try and work on a day at a time. Maybe not as much as I should do at a day at a time, but, you know, that's what kind of step one tells me as well, is that, you know, I have to admit that, you know, the damage that I caused myself as a human being, you know, and, you know, I have 5 kids in recovery, and I was just thinking about where I took my kids. I took my kids to crack houses and things like that, and, you know, and I was, my experience, I still need to remember that stuff. I still to acknowledge that I do have the disease of addiction, you know, because I can go into denial, you know, and, you know, part of me don't want to tell people that I'm married with 5 kids, because, like, sometimes I want to hide an agenda and start looking at girls and thinking that maybe, you know, that's how my head thinks, do you know what I mean? I'm sick, mate, at times, you know, but what this program gave me, you know, working that was acknowledging that I was, you know, that I was a sick person, I was damaged, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't nice to myself or people around me. And by working that first step and then going to the second step, I just remember, you know, there was an example of, like, what could help you stay clean on a daily basis, what could help you believe that this could work. And really it was just like, go to a meeting, read some literature, talk to someone in recovery. And that's how it really still is, really. I like to try and complicate it, but that's how simple it really is, you know what I mean? Whatever step I'm on, if I kind of still do that stuff, yeah, then I can get through that, whatever's going on. But sometimes that false pride wants to come up for me and tell me that people are judging me in meetings. That's my head, but that's not the truth. You know what I mean? Just like in, just like using for years, my head told me a lot of things. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that. And yeah, I kind of forgot, you know, I landed up begging on the streets as well. And I feel emotional because I think about the people that have died that I know. Do you know what I mean? And I look at someone who's a miracle that I used to use with, you know, and that just reminds me that I am a miracle and we are. You know, have I been speaking for 15 minutes yet? No. Oh, all right then. I thought he was going to go five. But, I had to try and take some guidance off my sponsor to do this because there's a part of me that just didn't really want to do it, you know. But I need to do this stuff, you know. I really do. And like step three for me is, I kind of just sharing about the steps really, like how it kind of works for me and like how important at this moment in time, you know, might turn my will and that, my way of thinking. And I just kind of wake up really insane with a lot of sick thoughts at times. And just like I said earlier, if I kind of try and ground myself, you know, and try and tap into something bigger than me, you know, that's when I get a release from that sickness, you know. Because I love, you know, like for me today, I love watching like squirrels just running around and things like that, do you know what I mean? Or sitting in a park, you know, because it's quite hard for me as a parent in recovery with five children to pray and meditate in my house. I can't even do it in my toilet, you know what I mean? My kids want to use a toilet, get out, hurry up. Do you know what I mean? That's quite hard. And that's hard for me to accept at times, you know? I have to watch that stuff because I start thinking, oh my God, you kids are driving me mad. But I have to like step, be open-minded and accept that, you know, my children, they're just small little people. Do you know what I mean? And they're growing, and that's how they grow with small little people. And yesterday, you know, they're like awakening to me. Yesterday, my daughter, she's two, and she's wiggling her ass, and she's just, you know, she's just like, that's recovery for me. I'm not using. My daughter's happy, you know, my kids are happy, you know. But I am kind of finding it difficult in recovery at this time. You know, the solution is in the steps, you know. I don't like hearing it from some people, but, you know, it is true, that is true. But, you know, sometimes, I felt by doing a step four that there was a power greater that helped me do that, and a step five. But I kind of find working at step six and seven is like, you know, I need to put in that willingness to kind of want to not be certain parts of Mark that Mark doesn't like, you know. And I'm right in a step eight, and at times it's really painful, you know. It's 5 minutes, I'll thank God for that. It's really painful, and sometimes I don't want to own what I've done and what I do, you know. I find that really difficult at times. I really feel it, you know. I'm 6 years clean about a week and a half ago, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if I denied my feelings maybe, but I kind of really feel a lot of things. And sometimes my actions is like I'm just adding to my step eight list. That's how I kind of think and I feel that I'm adding to it. You know, recovery is beautiful, you know. I mean, I had two children in recovery. I've got five children. I had two more. I had three at the time. I call them the recovery babies because they're not scarred from my using. They might be scarred at times around my behaviours, you know what I mean? I have to admit that. I got married in recovery, yeah. I've been to college in recovery. And that showed me that I can do anything in recovery. But I do acknowledge I get scared at times. I kind of feel this fear, you know, and I need to acknowledge that and kind of break through it. I get really scared just being a father with five kids at times, thinking, oh my God, you know, that's kind of scary at times. Or wanting to change something. But maybe if I talk about it and let people know what's going on for me, then maybe that would help me change it as well and look at it. And I do have a lot of people that I can turn to. You know, yeah, I love being clean. If, you know, people know me for doing H&I, hospitals and institutions, and I've seen miracles happen in them places. Yeah, I see people get clean. You know, and that's the same thing, that's what this is about. You know, getting clean and staying clean a day at a time and trying to work the program to the best of our ability. You know, is it Jay? I'd like to thank Jay for believing in me and asking me to do this chair, and I thank you all for being here, and I'll end it there. Thanks.